There are many who slander image worship, but its basis is really man's capacity to see the macrocosm in the microcosm. The value of image worship is testified by man's experience. It does not depend on man's imaginative faculty. What is found in the Virat Swarupa of the Lord is found, undiminished and unalloyed, in the image Swarupa also. Images serve the same purpose as metaphors, similes, etc. in poetry. They illustrate, amplify, and make clear. Joy comes to man, not through the shape of things, but through the relationship established. Not any child, but her child makes the mother happy. So also with each one and all things. With each and everything in the universe, if one establishes that kinship, that Ishwara Prema, verily, what an overpowering joy can be experienced. Only those who have felt it can understand.
What is it that says the joy that comes from the tools comes from the relationship established?
He's saying that accept all religion and all ways of worship, because if it gives him joy, say somebody, well, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like even if it's image worshiping, it still brings you joy, so it's still, mm-hmm. it still helps you. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's not tolerance toward religion, it's understanding toward religion. That's what he's saying.
Vedas and Puranas deserve to be read and heard. God's name is to be recited and listened to. For some ailments, medicines are prescribed for external application, while for others they are given for internal use. But for this universal ailment of the cycle of birth and death, Sravana and Kirtana are other medicine and other medicines are prescribed for external and internal use. One has to utter as well as hear the Lord's name. An aspirant might win God's grace and the Guru's grace and the grace of the devotees of the Lord. But all this grace would be of no avail if he does not secure also another grace, the grace of his own inner consciousness, his Antakarana. Without this grace, he falls into perdition. For all the rest are of no account whatsoever. I cannot continue.
So Buddha talks about all these graces and things that, but so the grace of knowing inner consciousness is bigger than all of those? Like the, is the biggest grace that anyone can...
It continues from here.
Can I say it for a
moment? Knowing your own soul.
It means that just knowing...
God has your point. It's more than
that. Yes. That's...
It starts from the previous page, as is on.
Yes, that's what it says.
Can we talk about what is that grace of inner consciousness? Like we were talking with Richard, like...
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I always thought that they... Like, grace of God is the greatest grace that I can mm-hmm. have.
Aha. And then you realize that, that was a mistake. It was the inner.
Inner.
Yeah.
That was the first time I heard that.
Yeah. The problem is that you think inner and outer are two different things.
Really realize that the inner and outer are the same, so I will be safe, realized. Because for me, I think it's that so, because still I have this, you know, I don't have that knowing.
As long as you don't see the oneness, then choose what is comfortable to you. Wisdom is only useful when you realize it. Baba doesn't say that the Guru and God's grace is useless. He's saying don't stop there, go beyond the form. But that's not something that you and I decide. That's something that happens by everything we do is going toward that. Wanting God's grace should not be replaced by wanting the inner grace, because if you don't know where the inner grace is, you might as well just hold on to the one you know. And because they're all the one and the same, but Baba is really saying that what we're doing, what we had 14 days of it.
He used to always say the outer guru leads you to the inner man.
They're one and the same. Mm-hmm. There is nothing but that.
Mm.
Get it? There is nothing but I. So there is no mistake in loving God.
But it's just, if I don't get it, what should I do? Like, it's like the fact, like today. That
what is it that you want to get?
I still have this. I don't.
What is it that
oneness.
You have? You don't feel oneness with who? Who do you want to feel oneness with?
I don't want to feel oneness. I still see so many shapes, and they are bold, very bold.
You see a lot of shapes?
Shapes.
Shapes, and they're, and so what of it? What is the problem?
I don't know.
Is your mind tricking you? Let it go. Sit in your own not knowingness and be content. Just settle down. There's nowhere to go, nothing to do, nothing to get, nothing to lose. Just settle down. You're okay. You're more than okay.
You're in the best place
beyond
possible. Best place possible. Reminds me of the meditation you taught us the second day of our 14 days. And you was that I'm not the doer. I haven't made any mistakes. I'm not responsible for anything at this time. And there's nowhere in particular for me to go. Mm. You did that with us on our second day.
Whatever is bothering you, it's not real. It's your mind telling you to be miserable. And the sooner you let go, be okay with whatever shades and shape you see.
Or don't see.
Or don't see. Whose fault is it? It's a good time to say.
Did you want us to read the last thing about grace?
Go ahead.
The grace of God is not easily attainable. The feeling of I-ness, ahamkara, which makes one say, I am the doer, should be plucked by the roots from the heart. Everyone, be he learned or illiterate, should feel an overwhelming urge to know God. God has equal affection towards all his children, for to illumine is the nature of the light. Utilizing that illumination, some can read good books and others can do their daily tasks, whatever they are. So too, uttering God's name, one can progress in the realization of God.
Feeling of I-ness, ahamkara, mm-hmm. which makes one say, I am the doer, should be plugged by the roots from the heart. The beauty of Baba's saying is what we are doing. Word by word is our practice. Word by word is our practice. Having the urge of, overwhelming urge to know God. And Baba is saying here, repeating God's name is very good. It's very profitable. Bond, the way we react is very important, but at the same time a stop meditation is the best of all of them. I'm just talking nonsense now. I can feel like this is very nonsense.
Like you've ever talked nonsense.
Yes, yeah, it's nonsense.
Ever.
Nonsense. I can talk nonsense because there's so much truth has been given that I have room to talk nonsense.
can't be. Just refuse to believe it.
It's nonsense because right now I couldn't care. Are we done? What happened? Is that a cycle? It's finished.